Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Federal authorities have conducted tests on beef tissue from 96 cull dairy cows, which were condemned at facilities inspected by the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Services. The USDA reports samples from 95 cows tested negative for H5N1 avian influenza, but viral tissues were found in one cow. No meat from the inspected cattle entered the food supply. So far, just two U.S. dairy workers have been infected. A heat dome that led to record temps and expanding drought in Mexico is now forecast to move north. AccuWeather says the dome will bring higher temps to parts of the southwestern and central U.S. in the coming weeks. Meteorologists say 82% of Mexico was experiencing abnormally dry to exceptional drought conditions as of May 1st. Records show this has been the worst drought for most of Mexico since 2011. The U.S. ag trade deficit is projected to increase again to $32 billion in fiscal year 2024, a $1.5 billion increase from February's projections. That from the USDA Economic Research Service. The report says U.S. agricultural exports during the fiscal year 2024 are projected at $170.5 billion, unchanged from February. U.S. ag imports are forecasted at $202.5 billion, a $1.5 billion increase.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.